right from the start, right from the start, without a my heart. Red, red wine, you give me woolly bazing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine in a 80s style, red, red wine in a modern beat style, yeah. Wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you just sing me on. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad.
AM 576 in stereo, FM 100. A subway's coming to Taipei. The Taipei Rapid Transit System's North District Project Office is going to begin construction of the Damshui Line early this month. Traffic around the section of Nanyang Street around the Central Insurance Building will be particularly bad during this period, as if it's not bad all the time. To avoid this dilemma, the office is requesting that motorists use Peiping West Road or Chengshu Street to bypass this area. A free brochure is available to help drivers be aware of the construction areas in the city. To get one, just write to the North District Project Office, the NDPO, number 32 Chengyang North Road, Section 4, Bay 2, or call 891-4101. Once again, that's 891-4101, extension 12. We're going down under with Fairground Attraction.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. Mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right. It's got to be
Good morning. It's about 10 before 5 right now. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Danny Morgan has ICRT Network News to keep you up to date with everything that's going on in South Africa this morning, and as well as Mike Tyson going down last night in Tokyo. We still got some more time for a lot of dedications, and 861-5555 is the number. Just remember that you're in tune to Taiwan's Best Mix, FM 100 and AM 576. John Lennon's up next after this word from the Community Services Center.
What can you do here in Taiwan? You know, the foreign community has a lot of clubs and organizations that are just waiting for your participation. There's League Bowling, TYPA activities, the Amateur Theater Society, the Hash House Harriers, the Service League, classes at the Community Services Center, and much more. For more information about the activities you want to get involved with, call Gateway or the Center at 836-8134.
After 5 o'clock, we have ICRT Network News bringing you the world, weather, and sports. And then after 5 o'clock, I'll be back with another hour of great music. And so give me a call, 861-5555, if you want to hear anything. And coming up at 7 o'clock on the FM side, Lan Roberts. And on AM 576, Patrick Superman Steele will get you going on your morning. It's 4:58 right now on ICRT FM 100 and AM 576.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Brian Curtis with news. Nelson Mandela walked through a prison gate to freedom today, setting off joyous celebrations and violent clashes in South Africa. Speaking in a firm, strong voice, Mandela emphatically reaffirmed his commitment to the ANC's guerrilla campaign. Nelson Mandela, a free man after 27 years in jail. Violence broke out earlier in the evening about the time that Mandela's motorcade arrived in Cape Town from the prison that he was in. First aid workers and journalists said that one person was killed and more than 100 injured after riot police fired shotguns at a group of black youths who smashed shop windows in the city center. Nelson Mandela's emergence from nearly half a lifetime in prison touched off international rejoicing and brought praise in from world leaders. India's Prime Minister V.P. Singh called Mandela a valiant soldier of independence, justice, and equality. And French Prime Minister Michel Rocard invited him to visit Paris. And he was also invited to visit Washington. West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl says that Germany will be reunited within 2 years. His announcement follows talks in Moscow with President Mikhail Gorbachev. There, the Soviet leader said it was up to the Germans to decide how unity would be achieved. Sue Jameson reports from Moscow.
A smiling Mr. Kohl said he wanted to thank President Gorbachev for making possible what he called this historic outcome, adding it was a good day for Germany. President Gorbachev has consistently said that destiny must decide the fate of the Germanys, but has also voiced strong fears that a reunified Germany might destabilize Europe. During their two-hour meeting, Chancellor Kohl warned President Gorbachev that with East Germany facing the danger of major political and economic problems, reunification would have to happen sooner rather than later. Sir James in Moscow.
ICRT News Time, 2.5 minutes after 5 o'clock. NATO Secretary General Manfred Werner suggested today that a reunified Germany could be a part of NATO without military integration over the territory that's now East Germany. Werner made the comment to reporters after meeting with President Bush. Werner said that a way can and will be found to keep a united Germany in the Western alliance, while he said recognizing the legitimate security interests of the Soviet Union. Here in Taiwan, the KMT endorsed President Lee Teng-hui for another term yesterday at the Zhongshanlo, but only after a bitter procedural battle, which disrupted traditional party discipline. The party's central committee unanimously picked Mr. Lee and approved his choice of Li Yuan-tzu, who's a former justice minister, as the vice president. Party members close to the central committee say that the procedural fight was actually a way for a conservative wing of the party to show its displeasure with the vice presidential choice. Many of the party's old guard had hoped Mr. Lee would choose Jiang Weiguo, the only surviving son of Chiang Kai-shek. Indian troops fired on Pakistani demonstrators yesterday who ran across the ceasefire line dividing the disputed region of Kashmir. At least two people died yesterday, and there were six wounded. It's the second such incident in a week. And rival Christians reinforced front lines yesterday in readiness for more fighting in Lebanon. There was a new agreement to halt 11 days of battles, though, which devastated the Christian enclave. Witnesses said that General Michel Aoun sent more troops and tanks into positions in the mountains northeast of Beirut, where the Lebanese forces militiamen beat back an attack on Saturday. Well, in case you missed it yesterday, it was James Buster Douglas all over Mike Tyson as he knocked out Tyson in the 10th round. And the International Boxing Federation says that Douglas is the new world heavyweight champion, despite some controversy over an alleged long count that he received before his shocking knockout. Tyson knocked down Douglas in the 8th round of their scheduled 12-round fight. Douglas came back to knock Tyson out in the 10th round. Cloudy skies, light rain expected today with a high of 20 up north, 68 Fahrenheit. Partly cloudy, some fog around the rest of the island, highs of 22 in the center and 25 down south. Current temperatures, 16 degrees in Taipei, that's around 60 on the Fahrenheit scale. It's 17 right now in Taichung and 18 in the Tainan Kaohsiung areas. Coming up on 5 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm Brian Curtis.
I in my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round.
25 years for the Animals. We got to get out of this place. And just before that, we heard Paul McCartney and crew help. The TYPA, People's Volleyball, is being held on Wednesday evenings at the TAS, that's Taipei American School, Upper Gym. Balls begin bouncing at 7 o'clock. For more information, call 873-9900, extension 340. Once again, that's 873-9900, extension 340. We're going to the Doors right now.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange. When you're
5:18 here at ICRT, AM 576 and FM 100.7. As the rush hour commute starts, let's pay a little more attention this morning and drive a little slower and a little safer. We don't have too many accidents out there because the roads may be a little wet because of a little drizzle in the early morning drizzle. We've got Randy Crawford, David Sanborn, Eric Clapton, all together, up next.
If you have any appointments tonight, cancel them. Go home, turn on the TV, and watch Cathay Pacific's new commercial. You may learn something to help you win a round-trip ticket to Hong Kong.
今天晚上,三台新闻气象报告时段,请仔细观赏国泰航空全新广告。
Watch for Cathay Pacific's TV commercial tonight during the evening news, and listen to ICRT tomorrow for the Watch, Listen, and Win contest.
soundtrack of Lethal Weapon 2. That's Randy Crawford and David Sanborn coming together with Eric Clapton for Knocking on Heaven's Door. 5:23 here at ICRT. Once again, Mel Gibson is starring with Robert Downey Jr. In Thailand, filming Air America, of a story of a secret CIA war taking place there. 35 million big ones to film this, buddy. And on the story of, on the subject of movies, a new horror film called Phantom of the Mall comes with perhaps the ultimate trick to sell tickets. The makers of Mall say their film is so scary that free blood pressure tests will be offered to patrons before they see the movie. Anyone with a 195 or 125 reading will be denied mission. Right now we're going over to Yusuf Islam, better known as Cat Stevens. And just last year, Cat Stevens issued a statement saying, calling for the death of Salman Rushdie. Salman Rushdie is the guy who wrote the book Satanic Verses. So keep that in mind when you're listening to Peace Train.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe